college athletes getting a union? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A regional director of the National Labor Relations Board has shocked the sports world. He ruled that football players at Northwestern University are not just students who happen to be great athletes, but because they spend so much of their time playing revenue-generating football, they are in fact employees of the university and therefore have the right to organize a union. Actually, I'm not so sure why that would shock the sports world. Nobody believes the top college football players are there to do homework. Although, ironically, it was Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter, one of the few who did keep up with his homework and graduated early with a psychology degree, who was the key witness before the NLRB. Coulter said the idea that the players are getting an education in return for playing football is a joke.
The national graduation rate for FBS football players and D1 basketball players hovers around 50%. This is a terrible trend that needs to change, as this does not set these student-athletes up for success.
And then there was the case of former North Carolina defensive end Michael McAdoo, who told HBO's Real Sports about the level of academic rigor expected of him.
We never had class. It was no class. It was a paper class. That's what they called it.
The deal for many scholarship athletes seems to be, you pretend to be a student, and we'll pretend to educate you. But if the college players get a union and end up with anywhere near the revenue cut that the pros get, they'd have enough money for a real education if they want it. But then that might just prompt the universities to sell off their teams to the NFL and go back to the days when all the athletes actually were students. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.